AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. says North Korea has sent 3,000 troops to Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani at the White House reports the big question is why.
There is evidence that there are DPRK troops in Russia.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says what they're doing is left to be seen. Here at the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. believes the soldiers traveled by ship to Russia's biggest Pacific port earlier this month.
Then traveled onward to multiple Russian military training sites in eastern Russia, where they are currently undergoing training.
Kirby says the U.S. does not know what comes next, but if the North Koreans become the first foreign troops to actually join the fight,
if they do deploy to fight against Ukraine, they're fair game.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Today, Donald Trump spoke remotely to a town hall meeting in Georgia.
The way you win is to swamp them. If we swamp them, they can't cheat. It just doesn't work out. But if you can't make it, you need to make a plan, register, and vote any way possible. We got to get your vote.
The Trump campaign says former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly fabricated statements in two interviews that Trump said Adolf Hitler did some good things. Kelly also said Trump meets the definition of a fascist. Kamala Harris is in Philadelphia.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions.
Harris will take part in a CNN town hall meeting in Philadelphia tonight. A famous grizzly bear, beloved for decades by countless tourists, biologists, and professional wildlife photographers in Grand Teton National Park, is dead after being struck by a vehicle in Wyoming. This is AP News. People in Samoa crowded the streets to greet King Charles and Queen Camilla.
A buzz surged through the crowd in the Samoan fishing village of Siumu as the motorcade appeared, bearing the first British king to visit a Pacific island nation. Taxi driver Malosi Lokeni had decorated his vehicle with Union Jack flags.
We want to show the king friendship.
An unidentified local resident tells the AP people are all excited because it's their first time seeing the king.
The only they saw on the TV, but not here in Samoa.
Charles is expected to lead a major meeting of leaders from Commonwealth countries in Samoa, although his presence is likely to prompt uneasy questions, as it did in Australia, about the role of the British Crown. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
McDonald's says customers should feel confident ordering despite a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to its quarter pounders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.